Hello, and welcome to another episode of Vortex Radio by Vi. This is Vi. I hope you guys have been having a good week. I thought I'd share a little bit about my week this time. So, on Thursday, I had a great Halloween. I spent it with some friends. And what I did was, I went to a party. I went to a party with Monster Man. It was so badass. I got to see Lore live. Many of Odd Nature, one of my favorite bands. And I got to hang out with some really chill people. One of my friends got really, really plastered. It was kind of entertaining in a funny way. Or sad. Not quite sure. Haven't really decided about it. But his name is Jesus. I call him Jeebus and sometimes Jesus. And he was dressed as a demon. So it was quite amusing to see a very plastered Jesus looking like a demon. Out. But hey, another thing that I did this week was I celebrated a friend's birthday with more people. I went down to the Ice House with some people. Dark Mark just turned 1 year older. How old? I will not say. But he's 1 year older. A shout out to Dark Mark, who has been celebrating his birthday for the past 2 weeks. So he did a lovely, great set at the Eyes House, and then a group of us went down to Bar Sinister, where I caught up with some other friends. Cece LaRue was there. You may know her as the Pantychrist, and if you don't, check her out, cecelarue.com. Also, I ran into a couple of sideshow people, one including the Illustrated Penguin, Penguin Boy. He has no arms, just hands coming out where his arm should be. He's quite silly. For those of you that don't know, I've also been in sideshow and I'm also a professional clown. So I eat fire, I swallow my tongue, and I make pretty balloons with an air pump because I'm so lame. I can't use my mouth. How lame is that? In other news, next week, I'm going to have a special episode. It's going to be my birthday episode. I'm turning 22 on Monday. So I'm turning 22 on 11/11. I think that's way badass. I haven't had a birthday that I've been looking forward to this much since I turned 11. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning 11 on 11/11. And then someone, they're like, well, what's so cool about that? I'm like, well, never mind. And then I just got sad. But not this year. This year it's going to rock. It's going to be badass. I'm going to celebrate my birthday on Wednesday with my boyfriend and on Friday here in studio with some friends, including Cece LaRue and goth comedian Mark White. So, yep, that's my week roundup for what I've been up to. Also, actually, I'm a full-time student and I'm working on a theater adaptation, 5-minute adaptation of MASH. So that's quite exciting. It's going to be my directorial debut. Yay! I'll tell you guys all about that in December after it's performed. And now, welcoming my guests for today. This awesome, cool, badass band. Here they come. They're inching in, running, 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 running right along. Say hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Marcus.
Welcome, Marcus.
Thank you.
I'm Ed.
Welcome, Ed.
Nice to meet you.
I am Justin.
Nice to meet you, Justin. Are you related to Justin Bieber by any chance?
Oh, yes, and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
All of the famous Justins, yes.
Oh, my God. That is so, wow, that's insane.
Isn't it?
Wow, look at this man. He looks exactly like a mixture of all of the Justins that are famous.
I know.
Look
it's
at him.
Incredible. Like, thank you for noticing.
That must have taken a lot of work. On your parents' part, I mean.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they worked at it for days.
Days? Wow.
Yeah, no, that's not
good. He usually reacts really differently when we liken him to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It's on his good behavior.
It must be the hair.
I just said behavior.
I heard something about hookers this week and Justin Bieber, but I'm not sure if they were related.
Okay. I was wondering if you were going with that one.
No.
So, you guys are the band Solar,
yes,
Powered, Boxcar. Am I correct?
That's close. Maybe we should change our name to SB. Yeah. SPBC.
Solar Boxcar Racer.
Solar Powered Race Car.
Sunny Peanut Butter Solar, Caramel.
Yeah.
Caramel Cookies. That's a good name for a band.
Yep. That would be tasty too.
So you guys are in studio, and what is the name of your band again?
SPRC.
Short for?
Solar Powered Race Car.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
I was close. I'm sorry. Yeah. All week I was like, Solar Powered Race Car?
It's
car
a long
powered
name.
Solar car. What? But it was very fun, very cute, very, oh my God, they're like from the 60s or like the 70s, or like, oh my God, they could be 5 years old and racing down a hill where there's 20 cops waiting for them right before they go onto the interstate with their little cars, with their stolen wheels, and they're going 5 miles an hour.
Saving the environment.
Yeah, better than LA traffic.
Oh God,
that LA traffic.
Don't get them started.
I got caught up in LA traffic this on my way down here. It was unexpected.
Have you been to LA before?
Well, it was unexpected by the route that I took, which is usually empty.
Oh.
There's usually no cars.
So you walk here?
No. I go down 7th. It's usually empty at about 5.
No. Oh.
It wasn't today, surprisingly. So how about you guys? How is LA traffic for you?
Terrible. I hate it. I have 1,000 bad things to say about it.
Moving along.
So how about that public transportation system?
The Dodgers.
Oh, I can talk about that. I was involuntarily exempted from participating in LA traffic.
What?
Yeah, my car got impounded.
Oh, ouch.
Yes,
harsh.
So the red line got me here in 10 minutes.
Awesome. Where from?
From Koreatown.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah.
The purple line would have done it as well.
It would have, but then I would have to walk down to Wilshire. I was up on Beverly.
Ah, okay. Delightful. So do you guys know about the crazy public transportation system around here?
A little bit, but I just realized that maybe the car that got impounded is a solar-powered race car. It's like a tribute to your car, dude. That's kind of cool.
That's it.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
Is it?
Yeah, a little
Tell me about this car.
Oh, it runs on like...
Love?
Photons and electrons and...
Electromagnetic waves.
And a lot of our songs are about the sun and stars, so I feel like that's kind of appropriate. That's all. Yeah, it's all coming together. Yeah.
So how do you guys come up with the songs, or who comes up with the songs?
Collaboration of all.
I guess I'm to blame for the noise.
You're to blame for the noise?
Yeah.
It's quite beautiful noise.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's very... like angels coming out of a rainbow's butt.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is cool.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
Best metal image ever.
That's our next song.
That just made my night.
Rainbow's coming out of a unicorn's butt?
Rainbow's
angels
butt.
Coming out of a rainbow's
rainbow
butt.
Angels. Whoa, that's like, well, that's crazy. You took it to the next
one. Oh,
album.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I took it right now.
So, what was the first song that you wrote?
I guess the first, like, complete song.
Ever
was a song called Suddenly.
Oh.
Yeah, it was when I was like 18.
Did you write it quite suddenly?
Actually, I did. I was writing a lot of songs suddenly because I just had learned how to play the guitar and just trying to, you know, I was playing like Led Zeppelin song Stairway to Heaven, and I decided I'm going to try to write my own stuff and wrote that song along with a bunch of other sort of love songs, which is strange because I didn't even know what love was at that age.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was just guessing.
Your mother never loved you? Daddy never gave you a hug?
Sometimes.
Did the flower never give you a kiss on the cheek?
Ooh, well, if you're asking about when I lost my virginity, it was like...
I meant an actual flower on the cheek.
No, I didn't kiss any flowers, I guess. Maybe that's why I did write songs about it. Just imagine. Next song is Rainbows Flying Out of a Flower's Butt.
Good. Very good times. So you were saying about your virginity.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, look at the traffic. How about that LA traffic? That was a better topic. That was a good
one. Yes, LA traffic. There's nothing to beat LA traffic except the public transportation system.
Right. Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Very true.
There's nothing like being a girl who looks like me on public transport.
Oh, that must be a unique experience.
Oh, God. I dread falling asleep on a bus.
No. You're not allowed to. You know,
I can't. Sometimes I'm exhausted from school, and I'm just like, okay, I'll close my eyes for a minute. And suddenly, the weirdest fucking guy is sitting right next to me.
On an empty bus.
On an empty bus. Yes. On an empty bus. And I'm just like, I turn around, I look at this way, I look that way. I'm like, holy crap.
Got real pretty hair.
I'm like, excuse me. Grab my stuff, move. They look at me offended, and then they move and sit right next to me again. I'm like, oh, God.
How about that there, Facebook? Yeah. Facebook.
What's your name, pretty lady? Like, ah.
Is that really what he says?
It's happened once.
What's your name, pretty lady?
What's your name, pretty lady happened once.
Wow.
Yeah, it's better than the stalker, though, okay. Or the stalkers, you know.
But when he rejected him, was he like, tonsarnit? Like, colloquial language.
He was like, dang it. You fucking bitch. Oh, fuck you. Oh, you think you're too good. Oh, what the fuck? You're on public transport. You're on this fucking bus.
He's judging
sitting next
you.
To me. I'm like, serious? I'm on the window seat. You just sat here. That bus is empty. That's who's right. The nut job now?
I do not envy women on the LA Metro. It just must be horrifying.
You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. What's a good story that you've seen?
Oh, jeez. Now you put me on the spot. Now I can't think of one.
Oh, God.
So many.
There's been a couple.
Have you ever seen the girl? There's this one girl that walks in, and unfortunately for her, there's no seats available. Nothing but that pole right in the middle of the train. So she just tries to lean against it.
Yes.
And then she winds up.
Going?
She winds up just
trying
awkwardly
to not
dancing.
Look like a stripper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she leaves $7 richer. I mean, your bus fare right there. It's like a full circle.
So if you were a woman riding around on the public transportation system of LA,
okay,
you would happily take the looks and the money strangers would give you for standing on that pole or against that pole.
You had me at looks. I'm a whore. It kind of goes with the territory of being a whore. Yeah.
Is that because you would be a woman or is that in general?
This is a trap.
This is a very
general act.
Really, so,
I know when I'm being trapped.
See, the thing is that I've heard other men say, if I was a woman, I'd be such a fucking whore. And then I've heard men say, if I was a woman, I wouldn't be a whore. I'd be a fucking slut. I would give that shit away for free.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, then.
And I had a coworker who was a gay man who said, I am a whore because I'm a man who likes other men. Who likes other men, sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like the... No? Yeah,
well, it's mean? Like, you know, if you're walking around town and somebody offers you some Cool Ranch Doritos, you might take one. Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
But if everybody you ever met offered you some Cool Ranch Doritos, you'd be like, no, just fuck off with your Cool Ranch Doritos. I don't want no Cool Ranch Doritos. Maybe if you got the special ones in the green bag or something, I don't know, then maybe I'd go for it. But otherwise, you're just like, no thanks. No thank you.
That made too much sense. Like if I'm tonight having a dream of a giant bag of Cool Ranch Doritos chasing me down the street trying to jump on top of me, I'm going to call you up.
Well, that's an interesting Freudian thought. Some people have a thing for their mother. You have a thing for chips.
Yeah, I did write a poem about Cool Ranch Doritos when I was like 16. So.
Really? Yeah. Do you have it memorized?
It's a sonnet. I do not, but it starts off, Doritos, Doritos, how I love your crunch, or something like that.
Wow.
Yes, the artiste is born.
Very poetic. Very sexy.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
Those Doritos must have loved you.
Oh, I love them. I didn't really care if they loved me back.
Did you love the bag?
Jeez, cold-hearted.
Well, I didn't know what love was, remember?
Oh, right.
No. So how about you, Mr. Silence?
Yes.
Did you ever
I'm
love a bag?
I'm just listening to the crazy stories. I don't really eat Doritos. Thank you.
So what's a good crazy story about you? How did you meet up with these two crazy guys?
Over an ad that Ed had put in the mail or in the online.
Was it for a bride?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually a Russian mail order bride.
Yeah, I was, you look like a Russian, a beautiful Russian mail order bride.
I am not Russian.
Neither am I, but that's perfectly okay.
But Ed had put an ad in online, and I answered the ad. And we got together one day and played for a few hours, and we had a lot of chemistry. And from there, it just was music every day, all the time. And that's what we've been doing for 8, 9 years now.
Going on nine years.
So we played a couple of times, it just felt good. It was a great, good chemistry, good mix, and we just hit it off and went from there. And year after year, we've been practicing and playing in studios, and then one day we decided to play out, and it's been a whole different adventure since.
And since they decided to play out.
Mm-hmm.
On their first show, that's where I saw
and
them.
And then we met.
Oh, so you guys were a duo.
Yeah, we were a duo at first. And we played in the studios for a good 7 or 8 years. And our first show, we played in Santa Monica, L.A. And
The Good Hurt.
Yeah, The Good Hurt. And Justin was there, shit-faced.
I wasn't shit-faced.
I
want to
play with you guys.
You were shit-faced.
I was a little bit.
Did he have horns?
I don't know.
Because this has reminded me of my story earlier.
Demon Jesus.
He was
Demon Jesus, yes.
I can go home and get my bass. I can play with you guys. I'm like, well, the set's over, but you're welcome to come by one day.
And he showed up with his luggage and show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Wow, good.
Yeah, he showed up.
So he hooked up with us, and it's been even better since. So it's been a really cool adventure. Yeah.
Yeah, that was our first show. Yeah. So note that we played together for many years before we decided to play out. Because we just...
You were doing it for yourselves.
We were doing it for ourselves, but we wanted to do more stuff. I think that allowed us to really gel and evolve as musicians and really refine our sound and write a lot of material. And definitely. So that's a huge, I think, thing that we can always look to.
We had a list of songs that we had created, and we were just waiting to bring that out. I don't know, what do we have, like 10, 15 songs, maybe more, and we finally decided to share it with people, and it turned out to be a great thing.
Really cool.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
So why don't we hear one of your songs real quick?
Absolutely.
How about Beautiful Sun?
Sure.
And here is Beautiful Sun.
I should under you.
That was Beautiful Sun.
Woo!
That's awesome. And you know, and I think Ed mixed and mastered that one.
If oh, way he had some help, but yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Final mix he did
pretty much all that on his own.
Shout out to Andy Kim.
Andy.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to call in, ask any questions, chat with us, the number is 1-800-893-9562. Again, that's 1-800-893-9562. And now moving along. So you guys met through an ad.
Yes, you've heard of Casual Encounters on Facebook, right?
On Facebook or Craigslist?
Sorry, Craigslist.
There you
Craigslist.
Go. I'm like, there's one on Facebook? Like, oh, dear.
I didn't know if I could say Craigslist, but yes, it was Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah.
He and I actually met on OkCupid.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Way.
I set up an OkCupid account scouting out for bands. For bands to submit. And my first line is, I'm not looking for anyone to fuck or date. I'm looking for bands. True or false?
That is true. Very true.
That is what you need to have around your neck on the bus.
Or through life in general.
You got to apply that same principle across all the different mediums. OkCupid.
Yeah, so I made an OkCupid account looking for bands. I've only found a couple that I really dig, you guys being one of them.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a dating site that I think is being used for a study because they have you fill out a bunch of questions and quizzes, and it's very accurate to people's personality.
Right.
So I'm fairly certain it's a study of some sort. Huh. I could be wrong, but...
They're the ones who determine that if a girl drinks beer on their first date, they're 80% more likely to put out on that first date.
Yes.
Nice. FYI. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Not that I looked at that or anything. Or heard...
Is this how you met your wife?
I met her at a bar. Wait a minute.
After that, after she had a couple of beers.
I bought her enough drinks.
I did. It wasn't beer, though. It was vodka. Where?
Oh, it was vodka. So
I just sped up that timetable.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. You're like, okay, so three drinks will get me that. Four drinks will get me that. Okay, but if we only do two drinks of vodka, suddenly...
Exponentially.
Yes. You see, I'm Korean, and we're really numbers-oriented, so I got my abacus out and just, you know, she did look at me funny when I bust out my abacus, but I explained
that. Keeps the calculator with her.
I get pretty bizarre messages on that OkCupid account, considering that I have that as my first line.
What, I believe you.
Did you get dudes that were not bands?
A lot of dudes that were not bands.
Probably 99% of your messages.
99.9.
Yeah, yeah.
But a surprising number of bands actually have submitted, and though they are okay, none of them have... Some of them have been great. Not all of them have been I Stand Behind You great, you know?
Awesome. It is an honor, then, to
absolutely
go through that filter.
Really? Yeah.
But his first line when he messaged me was quite funny. Again, let me restate. I get really bizarre messages.
And I just out-bizarred them all, right?
He's just like, yes, period. That's it. Yes. What do you say to that?
Smooth talking.
What
Justin?
Do you say to that?
What would Justin Timberlake do?
And then after I saw that she had visited my profile, because I have the information about the band on my profile.
Yeah.
I said, so what do you think?
Exactly. Exactly. That is his follow-up. So it's yes. And then so what do you think?
Wow.
And I'm just like, oh, crap. Is he talking about the band? Does he want me to check him out? Is this because of the damn compatibility thing that has it? The thing right next to his picture? Oh my God, another fucking weirdo.
You were right about that. You were actually right about
I was right.
That.
I was right. But
just not the creepy kind.
Exact. Well, maybe.
A little bit.
A little sometimes.
Weird going that well.
So what's his profile say?
I'm yeah,
so
right.
Just going in the direction of...
Can you pull that out?
Have our attention.
Well, I start off about how I'm a carbon-based life form.
Okay.
Because if I were silicon-based, then I would...
Nerd alert.
I would breathe out sand.
And he that does would start with this.
That's not true, is it?
Yes, it is.
If you're carbon, wait, what was the thing? You're carbon.
Well,
a
carbon-based life form
right.
breathes out CO2, right?
Sure.
So a silicon-based life form would breathe out SiO2,
sure.
which is yep. sand.
Mm. Okay.
So I would eventually deplete the atmosphere and.
But real me this nerd alert. Did you know that right now they found out for the first time in the history of tracking carbon? That we have finally decreased our carbon emissions for the first time.
I think that study came out a bit ago.
Did it?
And then.
Okay, so I just read it on Google News today.
Oh, okay then.
Or Reddit. I
don't then what the hell have I been reading?
I don't know.
If it just came out today.
Bathroom walls, perhaps.
I don't know, man. I've been reading. They have scientific information on bathroom walls now.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Apparently.
OkCupid doesn't lie. 80%.
Well, I don't drink. The only thing that I drink when I go out is orange juice. So So if I go to a club, the only thing I will drink, aside from blood, I mean, what? The only thing that I'll really drink is orange juice. Orange juice or lemonade. It's pretty much it. Because if I drink anything else, it's... What the hell am I going to do with it?
Because earlier I was imagining you partying it up at Bar Sinister, getting whipped, and, you know, demon Jesus giving you Jesus juice, which is wine.
Oh, God, that's
giving you the juice.
Horrible.
Crazy. That's where my mind
That's
went,
horrible. So. No, but that's actually, good. Jeremy, who runs this great studio, shout out to Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yay.
He was there, and he got a nice, delicious show. It was an interesting show. I think your neighbor was there.
Yeah. There was a guy and a girl, and he was using the ropes on her, and he was a rope guy. I know there's a name for that, right?
Bondage. He was the dumb.
Anyway, I'm looking at this guy, and I'm thinking, this guy looks super fucking familiar.
So familiar.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him for a while, and it just popped into my head, oh, this guy was my next door neighbor.
Gross.
And he used to bitch at me and when I'd play my music too loud. And here he is tying some chick up at a club, so I don't know.
Less than about a foot away from him, mind you.
Yeah, that was fun.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Kind of like what Vibe asked me, if you were a girl and he was the one tied up, would you have gone to town?
If I were a girl and he were tied up?
Yes. You were the dom, was it, Vi? Dom?
If you were the one that tied him up and you were a chick.
I don't think so, just because he kind of left me with a bad impression from my previous experience of him yelling at me at my apartment. So that kind of ruined it for me.
Follow up. What if he had a ball gag on?
Oh, well, that changes everything.
I love how
I'm a sucker
gag.
for a ball gag.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Give
yeah.
me a mask.
But seriously, how bizarre is that? This guy was all, quiet, and here he is at a club with all this noise, tying up a chick.
Yeah. It's
go figure.
Kind of makes sense, though. Compensating for something, people are... It was like that, you know. He was one like the quiet girls, all wild and crazy, you know, that kind of thing.
Actually, a funny incident that happened at Bar Sinister. I was with Lynchy, and we were in front of her father's artwork, dancing together, and we were just dancing, nothing provocative, just dancing.
So you danced into the 80s, apparently.
Dancing to the 80s. This is how I dance, sitting down, apparently, and. This guy comes up with his friend and they're just walking through and then his friend is like against us and we're like, we stop dancing and we just look at him and she's like, stranger danger. And he's like, you guys want to see my penis? And we start laughing at him and we're just like, what? And then he's like, I'm sorry. And then he walks away.
Apologize? Never apologize. Never apologize.
I'm like, was that guy like 18?
Yeah.
And the thing is that her boyfriend was like 3-4 feet away on his little camera going through photos. I think he's like a photographer there. So he's there and she's like, hold on, I have to tell him this. And then he's like, what? He's just laughing and we're just like, I don't know, man. He just came up, like...
That's his move.
Yeah. Another friend of ours, she's like, I would have just put my hand on his face and be like, no, not going to happen.
How can you be such a smooth operator?
Is it like the naked man?
It's like the naked man.
Yeah, okay. It's more bold.
But not the naked man.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a move, is what it is.
It is a move.
It's a numbers game, really.
Another move is... Sweep to the left, keep sweeping to the left, and smash his face in if he follows you in. So, yeah.
It's like that nice move. Heisman.
Yeah, it's quite bizarre. It's like,
kind of like capoeira, like mix of dancing and martial art.
A little bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Think judo if you do a leg sweep, though. Just, see, like no effort exerted, just like leg and hand.
Like
that's
Street
it.
Fighter 2. Yeah. Yeah, I'm following. Yeah.
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 So what are some odd encounters you guys have had?
at bars?
Oh, man.
I don't really go to bars too much.
Or clubs.
He only goes to
or bookstores.
You find him at a club called Ridge. West Hollywood.
Really?
No, not really.
Crazy. Have you guys heard of V Society?
Yeah.
You should go. It's a club that happens on Wednesdays up in Hollywood. It's run by Parrish.
What a twist. I thought it was going to be run by Vi.
No, it's run by this guy named Parrish.
Mm.
And it's a vampire, a gothic vampire fetish club.
Yeah, interesting.
Three things on like vampire, fetish, goth. Like,
vampire.
Is there a difference between people? I was like... It's like emo, screamo, you know.
There is a difference.
Okay.
Big difference.
I'll have to get that lesson later. I don't know the difference.
So what do you guys do? Do you guys go to clubs that are called bookstores? Do you guys go to dinners that happen at Starbucks? Do you guys go to the movies and it's actually the beach? What do you guys do?
I kind of just walk around the city and have random encounters with people.
So like the internet.
Yes, the internet is what is an extension of that. Yeah, and I just think it's very interesting. Just people are interesting.
Do you ever
the stories they have to tell? And
do you ever run into someone who thinks you're a creep or a creeper?
Oh yeah, sure.
Are you a creep or a creeper?
I'd like to think I'm not, but I am a guy, so yeah, kind of. But I like to keep it. I like to keep it under control.
I'm so happy right now.
Are you? Why?
Because this is being recorded in digital format, utilizing this moment and information.
Oh God! So I take that as a good thing.
Oh yes.
You're gonna replay that part over and over for him.
Oh, all the time. Not just for him.
Oh, no, I mean, it would be wasted on me.
Yes. Let's think big.
So, the next gathering you guys attend with ladies, you're going to pull out this downloaded recording and play that for them. Like, no, don't go home with this guy. Don't. Listen to this. This is his confession right here.
I'm going to... Yes, I'm going to be riding around public transportation.
He's behind me with a freaking boombox, right?
I need to find out if they... Can you have gifts with sound? Does that exist?
No.
Oh, dude, you're so lucky. So lucky. Why don't they have... Anyway, why doesn't that exist?
I think Hallmark might make cards where you record things in them.
Genius.
That is true. Cool. Yes, they do.
There you go. For Christmas, we know what you're getting. Yeah. We
know what and my whole family and all of my friends.
All those friends.
It's true.
Yes. Yes.
People who might even know you.
Yeah.
High school, elementary
employers,
school. Ex-employee, future employers, yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
So, speaking of employers, what do you guys do?
Well, I'm an accountant.
Awesome.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on. That is so metal, man. That is so metal.
You got to pay the bills. That's what I do.
How about you?
It's boring.
I work at Tom's Shoes.
Cool. And how about you?
I am a student.
Professional creeper.
Yes, that too.
Okay, so you're a full-time student?
Yes.
Where do you go?
DeVry.
DeVry.
Yes.
Ooh. We give him all of our broken computers.
Yeah, I fix I like to fix things.
He fixes everything.
I saw you in the lobby playing with the PS2. And by playing with the PS2, I mean...
Yeah.
With the back of a PS2, with an open PS2.
Yeah, I opened up
PS2.
My PSP, yeah.
Fixing it.
Yeah.
PSP?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, the buttons were giving me a little bit of grief, so I opened it up and cleaned it up.
What was in there?
In the lobby.
In the lobby.
Gunk.
Gunk?
Gunk.
Is that code for something?
A little piece of plastic got in there.
Like junk.
I don't know.
Gunk. Yeah.
So?
Electronics is a drug. So once he starts breaking
it's kind
down,
of my crack.
You can't pry him away from whatever project he's working on at the time. It's kind of like a problem.
Huh.
That's all
right. Is that right?
Yeah.
I haven't hit rock bottom yet, but.
Not yet.
Yeah. Not yet, no.
So, ladies, if you want to win a date with this gentleman, Wait, are you single?
No, I'm not.
No. Why the hell are you on OkCupid?
Because I can meet people on OkCupid.
Okay, then, ladies, if you would like to have an interesting conversation with this gentleman, he is on OkCupid, and he is wandering around on public transport, and he is walking the streets of L.A.
He might be armed.
Might be. Might be.
But he's definitely not dangerous.
Whack him with a stick a few times. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Get his attention.
Yeah,
really
endorse that statement. Yeah.
Just don't point at him.
So if you guys could describe each other, how do you describe each other? Let's start with you. How would you describe him?
Ed?
How would you describe Ed?
Very methodical.
Yes. Now if you can describe him physically, how he physically looks.
How he physically looks?
Yes.
Did you ever see what?
Be gentle.
I'm right. Be harsh.
Ultraman.
Ultraman! Oh my!
That was Ultraman.
Man. Ultraman. Look it up.
That sounds like it could be cool.
You don't know
really,
Ultraman.
Really lame. Yeah.
You don't
how
know
do
Ultraman.
How do you not?
Is that the dude with the big yellow eyes?
Yeah. Okay. And the beta capsule?
So is it because I'm Asian or bald?
You're the only Asian in here.
I'm playing the Asian card. Yeah.
It's a plus.
It's a plus.
And it's a perfect match. Like on Facebook, it recommends me as Ultraman.
Fin through the center of your head.
And if you could describe your other bandmate.
Oh, Justin's really cool. He's laid back. He's Mr. Techie and does all of our...
He's tech support.
He's tech support. Yeah. He's SPRC tech support.
I guess.
Call him. Hope he's not like our tech support at work.
Now, if you could physically describe him.
Oh, my God. Lots of hair. Lots of wiry hair.
Hair everywhere?
Hair everywhere. I don't know. It's just Justin.
You can say black. It's okay. It's okay.
He is black. I played the Asian card, so I guess I'll play the black card.
You're an asshole, man. You know, you didn't play the race card with him, but with me. I'm Ultraman.
Ultraman.
But Justin gets like a touching.
Ultraman is awesome. Ultraman. I don't know why you have a problem with that.
Ultraman was bad.
Let me reenact. I don't know.
He saved Tokyo.
He's just Justin. I'm like, what am I? Freaking cartoon character.
He wasn't cartoon. He was in live action.
Yes.
Guy in a rubber suit.
It's even worse, man. It means it really sucked.
He fought Godzilla and Mothra and all kinds
of... Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just went up from like... Now it's between like Power Rangers.
Now you see... Yeah, now you see why the Asian card came out. Yeah,
right, okay. We gotta have further discussion.
And for him, now we're just gonna call him Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
He's like a little thin Wesley Snipes.
There you go.
With a lot of hair.
He looks nothing like
actually,
Wesley Snipes.
Actually, nothing like it.
Way
yes,
closer to Jimi Hendrix.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny.
Yeah.
White people say I look like Lenny Kravitz, and
white people
say,
would say that.
Black people say I look like Maxwell.
And what do bouncers say?
You look underage.
A young Malcolm Gladwell.
Ah.
Yes.
I have no idea.
That was one bouncer in a strip club off the strip in Vegas.
Okay, then.
And that was a very interesting exchange we had. I didn't think a man of his, how would you say?
Position?
Position would have such knowledge and just be so worldly. But you're a
tipping point.
People are full of surprises, you know?
People are full of surprises. Like, for example, I have two eyes, one nose, one mouth. And I've had my wisdom come in about 3 times, I think.
What? How's that work?
What?
I don't know. They're still coming out.
They suck.
I could be wrong. They could have just come in twice or once, and it just feels like multiple times. I don't know.
Well, you are getting old in the years there, you know.
I am. Oh, God.
You did one thing that none of us have been able to do, which is make Justin feel old. That has been... lifelong challenge, honestly. Never seen it.
Yeah.
So well done. And happy birthday.
Early birthday. Early thank birthday. You. Birthday.
He's still 21.
I'm still 21.
For you, this is significant. So yeah, I just enjoy it.
Well, I don't know how significant it is. I've never really been a big fan of my birthday until, I don't know, I've always for the most part had not the best birthdays. I mean, lately, in recent years, my birthdays have been something that I've kind of been looking forward to, but it's more because of the people that I spend it with and less about what it actually signifies that I'm a year older. Like when I was a kid, my biggest fear was no one showing up to my birthday. That was my biggest fear. No one showing up to my birthday and me having a birthday party and everything just being there empty. And when I was a kid, my mother would throw me a birthday party and people would show up. I would have no idea who the fuck they were. But people would show up.
Justin, what were you doing there?
And no kids comment, would show no up comment. And it would be like, okay, well, there's people here, but I don't know who the hell they are. And this one year, I think I was three or, no, I was two, and they pushed my face into the cake, and I was just like, I'm surrounded by people that I don't know, and I don't want to be here.
Traumatized.
And that's me. I'm just like, and now they push my face into the cake and I don't know who the hell they are. Oh God. It sucked. But this birthday is nothing like that birthday.
Do you still have that fear?
Actually, I do. I do. And.
But why? Like, what's the fear? That you'll be alone? That you won't get free booze? What's the.
No, it's. I guess it goes back to the fact that I was an only child. Growing up, I was an only child, and I got bullied, and I just had this fear. I was always this depressed and anxious kid when it came to birthdays. I don't know. It's just, you know?
Just stuck with you.
Yeah. Just stuck with me. Right. And then as I got older, it got one birthday. No one knew it was my birthday. No one at the damn party knew it was my birthday. I turned 12. No, 13, 12. No, 12. 12, and it was a housewarming because my mom had just gotten a new house. And they're like, oh, we'll have the blessing of the house and your birthday on the same day. So everyone shows up, and I think I got two different gifts. And everyone else, after hearing that it was my birthday, gave me like a dollar or so. I made like $200.
Whoa.
So people, no, exactly. So people were coming in and coming out, and it was on a patio. It was just outside in Boyle Heights, not like some big snazzy anywhere. Just, you know, some people gave $10, some $20, some a dollar. And it totaled up to about $200 that I did not get to enjoy, funnily enough, because I put them inside of this huge conch that I had that a family friend had given me. And I'm like, okay, no one's going to be able to take this money out.
And you weren't either.
No, actually, someone else did. An alleged friend of mine.
Oh, cold-blooded.
My only friend at the time.
Oh.
Damn. And I thought I didn't know what love was.
Yeah.
Her fingers were slightly thinner than mine, and she got her hand in there. And I didn't realize it until, like, a week had gone by. And I'm like, I think I'm going to buy myself some clothes. I was so happy, so excited. I'm like, I have money.
Wrong.
And I went, and I'm just like.
Oh, you poor girl.
This story's making us.
That is really depressing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Happy story. Happy story.
Let's liven up this party.
Happy story. So last year on my birthday, I got this really twisted, macabre Alice in Wonderland story. I don't know who did the cover art or who did the art inside, but it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And my guy got it for me, and I'm just like, oh my God. So, yes.
It's awesome.
Happy early birthday to me.
Have you seen Salvador Dali's Alice in Wonderland art?
I have. It's beautiful.
It is really beautiful. Yeah.
You know, I want to thank you guys for being on the show. Thank you guys.
Thank you for having me.
Round of applause to you guys.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Tune in next week for a happy, fun filled birthday. Hopefully, a couple people show up.
And somebody gets banked.
And this is the end of our show.
All right.
Thank
Thanks
you guys
for having us.
Thank you. All
right. Thank
Rock
you.
On.
The philosophy of wit. last